Now I return back to the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, and this chapter, as all of them here in John, are a great thrill to my heart, as I'm sure they are to yours. Now he mentions here three things that the Father does to get fruit. First thing he does, if a branch will not bear fruit, he takes it away. And the second thing he does, he purges it. By purging it, he either prunes it by cutting away something in our lives, or by washing it, by cleansing it. And he tells us here now in verse 3, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Friends, that's probably one of the most wonderful things that he said, the cleansing power of the word of God. Now, we've heard so much today about modern wash day miracles, and I've never found them to be quite as miraculous as they claim to be, but nevertheless, and they are beginning now to pollute our streams, so I think we need a better cleansing agency. I think really the only wash day miracle that there is the Word of God and the cleansing power of the Word of God. I wonder if you've ever noticed that the emphasis that's put in the Scripture on the cleansing of the Word of God. For instance, over in 2 Peter, we are told that he does the cleansing and he also does the removing of the vine also. Now, first, will you notice what he does by removing the vine? He says here in 2 Peter 1 and verse 8, he says, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, this is something that the branch is not to be, is unfruitful. And when it is, he'll remove it. Now, I'm going to deal with that in just a few moments. But now I want you to notice the cleansing power of the Word of God. And this is something that I think is very important to know today. The Word of God cleanses us, by the way, in the new birth. Back in 1 Peter, in the first chapter, you'll recall the thing that is said there. 1 Peter 1, let me read beginning verse 22. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding Word of God." How wonderful that is, the power of the Word of God. But also the Word of God has power to cleanse us. And you remember that the psalmist asks the question and then answers it. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." How important that is. And then over in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 1, listen to this. "Having therefore these promises," what promises? The ones that are in the Word of God. "Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." There are light views today among believers that you can live any kind of a life, and that just so you're fundamental and saved by the grace of God. Well, believe me, God uses the Word of God to reveal to us that we are in darkness. And I've learned this a long time ago, that a great many of these super pious saints, and friends, I was a pastor for a long time, these super pious saints, several of them I've noticed carry the biggest Bible around under their arm you've ever seen. And they generally never have a sense of humor. Very pious. But they're really not interested in the Word of God. I've observed over the years, they never did attend Bible study. They never were interested in the Word of God. In fact, they resented it. They really, down in their hearts, they hated the Word of God. And that was, I think, the real test. And my friend, that's the only thing today that reveals whether a person, I think, is genuine, is his relationship to the Word of God, and whether it's having its way in his life. Now, God intends for us to be obedient to him, by the way, and that there should be fruit in our lives. Now the psalmist says here in Psalm 119, listen to verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now that I kept thy word. And then in verse 71 of Psalm 119, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Now, he cleanses the branch. And how does he cleanse it? Why, he cleanses it by the word of God. And my friends, he uses many times affliction to bring us to the word of God, that you and I might be made serviceable to him. Now, the word of God is a cleansing agent for us today. And I don't think that you'll ever keep clean before God if you don't come to the word of God and study the word of God. And that's my reason for believing. These people that are reluctant to study the word of God today and are as active as beavers in our churches today, they always take offices, and they're dangerous. Fact of the matter is, I consider them the most dangerous element today against the word of God in the cause of Christ in this world. My friend, we need to get close to the word of God.